RNZ Pacific News, Talofa Lava, I'm Marama Tipole. Samoa's opposition leader, Tuilaepa Sa'ilele Malialengaoe, says he and the Human Rights Protection Party will take legal action against the government on his and the party's secretary's suspension from Parliament. A formal complaint by Deputy Prime Minister Tuala Yosefo Bonifacio led to a report recommending the indefinite suspension of Tuilaepa and HRPP Party Secretary Le'ala Ilipule Rimoni Ayafi. In a letter to the Samoa Observer, Tuilaepa said the sole reason for the one-day session of Parliament on Tuesday was so he and Le'ala Ilipule could be suspended. Tuilaepa wrote to the Speaker, Papali'i Leo Tsaeu Masipa'u, pointing out the motion was illegal and that it should be dismissed. Samoa's opposition HRPP is without a leader following the suspension of Tuilaepa Sa'ilele Malialengaoe. Tuilaepa and the HRPP secretary, Le'ala Ilipule Rimoni Ayafi, were suspended indefinitely without pay on Tuesday from Parliament following a formal complaint by the Deputy Prime Minister. Speaking with Pacific Waves, political journalist Tuiasau Welese Betaya says the suspension has left Samoa's opposition party without a leader.
The opposition will be without a leader. I don't know where that would lead the party in terms of whether they will wait around and see how long the suspension is or whether they will decide to find a new leader.
The Solomon Islands opposition leader, Matthew Wale, has again raised concerns at the secrecy surrounding links with Beijing. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is visiting the Solomons today and is expected to sign a host of new agreements, including the Security Pact that sparked anger in the United States, Australia and New Zealand. Mr. Wale says only a few top aides know what's in the agreements. He says there's no justification for the secrecy. Mr. Wale says Solomon Islands is a democratic country owned by the people and they're entitled to know what's being transacted in their name. A veteran Kiribati journalist says there's no doubt a security pact between Beijing and Tarawa is imminent after confirmation that a high-level Chinese government delegation will visit tomorrow. Speaking to RNZ Pacific from Tarawa, Rimon says the signing of a security agreement between Solomon Islands and China is just a preview of what is about to happen in his own country. But Mr. Rimon says a deal with Kiribati has more significance for China, as Beijing has already demonstrated its willingness to develop Canton Island, which has strategic military potential.
And I think China is pursuing that. I think our government is quite reluctant on something military-wise, based on the narrative that the government has been saying throughout the years. But I have no doubt this is the number one thing on China's agenda. And how our government will respond to that I have no idea of that.
Papua New Guinea's People's National Congress is shaping up as the party to watch as the country's general election approaches. Nominations are set to finish later today, with campaigning then in earnest through to early July when voting starts. The People's National Congress, or PNC, is led by Peter O'Neill, who lost the prime ministership to James Marape in 2019. The party, of which Mr. Marape was also once a member, had dominated PNG politics for the last 8 years. Our PNG correspondent Scott Wade says the PNC has endorsed more than 90 candidates, which creates a force to be reckoned with.
90 candidates all over the country means that there's a higher possibility of PNC, you know, backing on its chances to get a lot more members into Parliament. Pangu has also put out a list of candidates. Surprisingly, a lot of women in the Pangu group, at least five, I think.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the gunman who killed 19 elementary pupils deliberately targeted the school. The 18-year-old posted his intent on Facebook just minutes before the attack on Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. Our correspondent Nick Harper reports.
Greg Abbott said the gunman that officers killed at the school had evil in his heart. The governor said he reportedly had no criminal history or any reported mental health issues, but he warned of the attack on social media just before carrying it out.
I'm going to shoot my grandmother. The second post was, I shot my grandmother. The third post maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, I'm going to shoot an elementary school.
Abbott was confronted at the press briefing by Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who blamed the tragedy on the Republican governor and his pro-gun laws in the state of Texas.
Gun control was a major topic during the New Zealand Prime Minister's meetings with politicians in the United States overnight. It follows a mass shooting in Texas yesterday where 19 children and two teachers were shot dead in a classroom. Jacinda Ardern met with a number of politicians in Washington, D.C. She says trade, the role of China and gun laws were all discussed.
I was absolutely consistent with every person that I met with today in sharing New Zealand's experience and our perspective that change is possible. We experienced a horrific event through the terrorist attack in Christchurch, and the New Zealand public supported reform, and that is what we did.
Jacinda Ardern says a visit to the White House would need coordination. In New Zealand, some Aucklanders living near the scenes of drive-by shootings fear it's only a matter of time before someone is killed. Since Sunday, there have been 13 attacks in which houses were fired at, seven of them on Tuesday night and two last night. A Papatoetoe man who lives across the road from a house where windows have been shot out says the violence is getting worse and the community needs help.
It takes a community to raise a child. So, you know, we've got a lot of dysfunctional families as well that are struggling, and these hard economic times make it worse.
The violence is being blamed on rival gangs, the Killer Bees and the Tribesmen, who the police say are using high-powered rifles. Artificial intelligence cameras will be installed on New Zealand's commercial fishing boats from August. The plan is that by the end of 2024, up to 300 inshore vessels will have been fitted with the cameras which can detect net setting or hauling. WWF New Zealand's Bubba Cook says it will make the monitoring of fishing activity cheaper and faster.
Once you achieve the level of efficiency of automated detection and analysis within the data using complicated algorithms, then you reduce the need for a human observer to sit in front of a screen in a dark room and watch hours and hours of footage.
The cameras can detect net setting or hauling and fish dumping. In sport, the Fijian Drua have announced the lineup for the side's final match of the inaugural Super Rugby Pacific season. The front row trio for the big clash consists of Haidaiti Heted at loosehead prop, Zuriel Tongiatama at hooker, Kaleopasi Uluika Ikepa at tight head, Isua Nasila Sila will partner Viliame Rarasia in the second row, while the back row has Yoseva Tamani at blindside flanker, Rusiante Nasove at open side, and captain Nemane Nangusa as the number 8 loose forward. The halves combination for the match will be Frank Lomani and Teti Tela, and the powerful centre combination of Kalaveti Ravovo and Apisa Lome Vota returns. The exciting Vinaya Hambosi is back for this match on the left wing, partnering Elisa Drosesese, who is on the right wing with the hot-stepping Kitione Talinga at fullback. The Drua take on the Chiefs at Lautoka's Churchill Park at 3 p.m. this Saturday. And the Mystics coach, Helene Wilson, doesn't think Grace Niweka's ankle injury will affect her Silver Ferns aspirations. The star shooter is aiming to get back on the court for the ANZ Premiership defending champions for a potential elimination final on June the 8th. Trials for the Commonwealth Games squad are being held from June the 20th, and Wilson believes Niweke will be able to take part.
I don't think the Silver Ferns is an issue for her. I think what she needs to do is concentrate on just getting healthy, getting back on court, building up her confidence, and if she can do that in the ANZ Premiership, that bodes well for her for trials for Silver Ferns.
The Mystics face a crunch game against the Pulse on Saturday, who are threatening to overtake them at the top of the standings. That's RNZ Pacific News and Sport. You can listen and read more online at rnzi.com.